Good day, folks. I'd like to welcome you to another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. I'm Hoss Cole. After round number three of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas, here are the results. In the bareback, Kim O'Connell of Zwingle, Iowa, rode Powder River Rodeo's Craig at Midnight for 88.5 points. Oren Larson of Inglis, Manitoba, placed in second with an 87 on Calgary Stampede's Trail Dust.
Yeah, no, just a great horse at Calgary. I've had a lot of success on him this year. It's the third time I've had him, and I was just happy to get a check one and kind of get the momentum going.
Richmond champion of Dublin, Texas, the 2018 Canadian bareback champion, finished the round in fifth place with an 83.5. In the saddle bronc, Isaac Diaz of Desdemona, Texas, rode Sutton Rodeo's South Point for 90 points.
That horse gives you every opportunity to win. Anybody here would have been the same amount of points on that horse. The guys here, I mean, nobody's any slouch. And when one does like that, you know she's going to do that every time, and all you got to do is just enjoy what you do, and everything comes easier.
Jake Wright of Milford, Utah, in second place with an 89.5. Zeke Thurston of Big Valley split fifth and sixth place with an 86. Clay Elliott of Nanton finished the round in 8th place with an 84.5. In the bull riding, a split for 1st and 2nd place between Sage Steel Kimsey of Strong City, Oklahoma on Rosser Rodeo's Custer and Tyler Bingham of Honeyville, Utah on Salt River Rodeo's Rocky Road, both cowboys scoring 88 points. Dustin Bouquet of Bourke, Louisiana in 3rd place with an 84.5. In the tie-down roping, Marty Yates of Stephenville, Texas, had the fast run of 7 seconds flat and a split for 2nd, 3rd, and 4th place between Jake Pratt of Ellensburg, Washington, Ren Richard of Roosevelt, Utah, and Sterling Smith of Stephenville, Texas, all three cowboys with a time of 7.3 seconds. In the steer wrestling, Scott Gintner of Provost won the round last night with a time of 3.3 seconds.
Definite booster. I definitely wasn't going to lie. I was a little downed with my first round, but that's how it goes. Horse just wasn't firing, wasn't really feeling that good, and now he's back to his normal self. So I'm riding Tyson, which is Curtis Cassidy's horse. I won Canada on him, and I felt comfortable, so I thought I'd ride him here. And my hazer is Cody Cassidy, which is Curtis' brother. I mean, he's hazing on his own horse. He's an awesome hazer also.
Ty Erickson of Helena, Montana in second with 4 seconds flat. Curtis Cassidy of Denali in third place with a 4.1. In the ladies' barrel racing, Amber Lee Moore of Salem, Oregon, stopped the clock at 13.59. Jessica Rotier of Buffalo, South Dakota, in second place with a 13.62. Carmen Pozzebon of Alder Grove, B.C., finished in eighth place with a 13.87. In the team roping, Derek Begay of Ciba del Cai, Arizona, and Corey Pesca of Marana, Arizona, had the win in round three with a time of 4 seconds flat. A split for 2nd and 3rd place between Riley and Brady Miner of Ellensburg, Washington, and Aaron Seguin of Tuba City, Arizona, and Trey Yates of Pueblo, Colorado, both teams with a 4.1. And that's it for another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. But remember, folks, Roy Heptidge once said, "The beautiful thing about learning is that nobody can take it away from you." I'm Hoss Cole. Have a great day.